At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down on the internet for the nerds and in Seattle every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, and I'm the host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Pleasure to talk to you today. How you feeling? Wild times we're living in, and it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better any soon. Any soon? Well, at least the speaking thing is going real good. Real good? All right, well, let's go to the produce bit.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, we're over 20,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington State. Hooray! And about 40% of which are in King County. 1,078 people statewide have now died, sadly. Looks like the zoos will be among the businesses to reopen in Phase 2. Who knows when that'll be, though, right? Anyway, the zoos will be able to open at 25% capacity once we move to the next phase. Excellent. Maybe I'll have a shot at actually feeding the giraffes. In order to move to Phase 2, King County will need to have about a dozen or less cases per day for a couple weeks. We're at like three times that right now. Great. Some dummy is trolling hikers by posting signs at trailheads warning of giant murder hornets nesting in the area. The Department of Agriculture responded by saying these signs were indeed fake. The murder hornets celebrated, seeing as their plan was going just as they desired. And congrats to the gang of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, who will become the longest-running live-action comedy series after getting renewed for a 15th season, according to ConsequencesSound.net. Can't wait to see how the gang handles the coronavirus. I look forward to their non-stop inappropriate jokes, because it sort of feels like what we really need right now.
You just got news.
Very exciting day for space. I'm very excited about this exciting space day. I don't know about you. Though I am trying to stay off the internet after the terrible things I'm watching trend here on Twitter. Twitter, you got problems, man. Make America White Again is trending. I clicked through, and it's a picture of that cop who put his, what is that, knee on the guy's neck, and then that guy died. Oh, boy. That is a giant, giant mess. But the picture trending right now is a picture of that cop and next to it a guy wearing a red MAGA hat looking thing that says Make America White Again. They are not the same person despite looking very close, and boy, is that going to be a gigantic disaster for everybody. Oh boy. First of all, the cop who ended up killing that guy, that's, well, there's nothing really to say about that. The person who wears that hat, you're terrible. I don't really have much to say about that either. But that everyone who's making a huge fuss over those people being the same is going to be made to look like a fool and further someone else's narrative. Meanwhile, Twitter will sort of start enforcing its own rules. Good for you, Twitter. By fact-checking the president, who freaked out on went onto a huge meltdown tirade, he uses the social network with exceptional skill. It really is like a, there should be studies done if we could get out of our own way of just seeing his name and losing our minds collectively as a society or getting super about it. No, I can't say that. If we could get out of our own way, then maybe we could appreciate the skill he's using to control the narrative around his presidency. It's incredible. Well, Twitter's going to start labeling his tweets when they need to be vetted. And I think about how he's probably the best thing that's happening on Twitter right now, and that they're not actually stopping him. I can't give you examples, but he breaks their terms and stuff like that, doxing people and whatnot, right? They're not actually going to stop him from doing it. They're just going to draw some more attention to him by giving this new fact-checking thing. And it's really interesting to me how they've got this problem where, like, all of the COVID-19 stuff, a study suggested that half of it was done by bots that were tweeting narratives to make us divided. I don't know anything about that, but they are going to start labeling the obviously untrue things obviously untrue. It's such a weird place. But hey, there you go. Everyone is misrepresented now. Great. All right, a huge day for space travel. SpaceX, NASA teaming up to try and shoot people up into the sky.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's time for NASA news!
Today, just after you've stuffed yourself full of lunch, 1:33 p.m. Seattle time, NASA and SpaceX will team up to shoot some humans into space. Well, that's one way to get out of Florida, weather permitting. It's the first mission, and a historic one at that, where the U.S. Space Agency will depend on a private company to launch Americans from American soil into orbit. Since the shuttle stopped flying back in 2011, we've been paying the Russians a bajillion rubles to get us up there. Now we'll strap our own astronauts into the brand new Crew Dragon capsule, screw it onto the top of the Falcon 9 boomy thingy, and let her rip! Can you imagine being the first humans to test it? I mean, it must be quite the honor for Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken. But also, just imagine the extra stress of being the first to make sure everything works right.
Sure hope they lock the door.
Don't think they'll need a cup of coffee to crap their space pants today. I got more details about how you can watch it, assuming that the weather lets it happen, at 1077theend.com. The U.S. Navy has been testing its drone-killing laser weapon.
Pew, pew, pew!
Yeah. And this time, someone turned on the video cameras. Holy crap, does it look cool, shooting an intense beam of light at a remote drone until it catches fire before the camera cuts away. Jerks. Now, to be fair, Val Kilmer came up with the idea in the 80s. I mean, in a movie called Real Genius. Only they used it to cook a giant ball of unpopped popcorn.
The dream.
Anyway, I mean, sure, drone-killing laser weapons sounds cool, but I'm just gonna cover my drone in aluminum foil, reflect it right back.
You duh.
Stupid scientists.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
As I record this, it's 2:16 p.m. I waited to finish this up so that way I could tell you whether or not the flight was successful or whatever. Turns out that they scrubbed the launch with just under 17 minutes to go, citing three different weather problems, and so astronauts did not go up from American soil today. They will try again around noon on Saturday, noon Seattle time on Saturday, to do the whole thing again. But that's crazy. You got to get dressed for it. You got to, like, not sleep the night before, get all suited up. Get yourself over to the rocket, be put in the rocket, close that door, sit in there, do all the checks and everything. Hours worth of lead up to them being like, sorry guys, we can't go up today. Maybe Saturday. It's wild. It's wild. We'll talk about it more, though, as the week continues. Hey, thanks for downloading. Thanks a lot for helping get this thing bigger, which I really appreciate. And have a wonderful day on the internet, feeling terrible because the internet is terrible.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.